Lesson 11. The Serenade by G. Bernard Shaw. Continued. I did succeed at last. I hate to discourage you, but if I were you, Colonel, my teacher said, as he put the £5 into his pocket, I'd keep the tune to myself and play something simpler to my friends. I didn't take this advice, though I now see that he was right. But at that time, I intended to serenade Linda. Her house was situated at the northern end of Park Lane, and I had already bribed a servant to let me into the small garden between the house and the street. Late in June, I at last learned that she intended to stay at home for an evening. I'll make an attempt, I thought. And at 9 o'clock, I took up my horn and drove to Marble Arch, where I got out and walked to her house. I was stopped by the voice of poor Charster, calling, "Hello, Colonel." The meeting was most inconvenient. I did not want him to ask me where I was going, so I thought it best to ask him first. "I'm going to see Linda," he answered. "She told me last night that she would be all alone this evening. You know how good she is. I love her. If I could be sure that it is myself and not my voice that she likes, I should be the happiest man in England." "I'm quite sure it can't be your voice," I said. "Thank you," he said. "It's very kind of you to say so. Do you know I've never had the courage to sing that serenade since she told me she loved me?" "Why? Doesn't she like the way you sing it?" "I never dare sing it before her, but I'm going to surprise her with it tomorrow at Mrs. Loxley's hall. If you meet her, don't say a word of this. It's going to be a surprise." "I have no doubt it will be," I said, happy to know that he would be a day too late. We parted, and I saw him enter Linda's house. A few minutes later, I was in the garden, looking up at them from my place in the shadow of a big tree as they sat near the open window. I thought he would never go. I almost decided to go home. Had I not heard her playing the piano, I should never have held out. At 11 o'clock they rose, and I was now able to hear what they were saying. "Yes," she said, "it's time for you to go. But you might have sung the serenade for me. I've played it 3 times for you." "I have a cold," he said. "Don't be angry with me. You'll hear me sing it sooner than you think, perhaps." "Sooner than I think? If you want to give me a surprise, I'll forgive you. I'll see you at Mrs. Loxley's halls tomorrow, I hope." He said yes, and hurried away. When he was gone, she came to the window and looked out at the stars. I took out the horn. I began. At the first note, I saw her start and listen. She recognized the serenade. The instrument was like ice, and my lips were stiff. But in spite of all that, I succeeded fairly well. When I had finished, I looked up at the window. She was writing now. A minute later, the door of the house opened, and the servant, whom I had bribed, came towards me with a letter in his hand. My heart beat as I saw it. "Are you there, sir?" I heard him say, as I came out of the shadow. "Miss Linda told me to give you this." He held out the letter. "But you are not to open it, if you please, until you get home." "Then she knew who I was?" I said. "I think so, sir.